Gitten, Perkei Mishne Tess. Mashelos isha lechaverto achashudo ala shvius. A woman could lend to somebody else. You're allowed to lend whoever you want, whatever you want. But over here, there's a chashash misayeh bidei oivri averu, because the chaveru that she wants to lend to is a chashudo ala shvius. She's choshud to not get rid of peru shvius at the right time. There's a halacha by peru shvius. Same way, the produce of one's land, one has to leave hefker. Anybody could take it. If you're not leaving it hefker, so then you're allowed to take it in. Or even if the person who took it was somebody who took a walk into somebody else's field and took from hefker. There's a halacha after the regular season where there would be things in the field. It's called shas habiur, biur miloshin, liquidation, like biur chametz. B'shas that item is no longer in the field, it's no longer available, it's only stored away b'derech bailus. The halacha is, it's a gzeres hakosuv, that it has to be done away with. Because the Torah compares that the lo'ochlo is l'chayas hasoda. What do you mean l'chayas hasoda? You have to give it l'chayas hasoda? No. Only when it's available l'chayas hasoda, because it's available in the wild. So then even when it's bachanuz, babayis, you're allowed to keep it. After that, you have to be mavai, you have to be mafgrit. According to some Rishonim, you have to move out, you have to liquidate, you have to mamash get rid of it. According to other Rishonim, which is the way we pass, you have to put it out and you have to be mafkir. So if you have a family, a woman, who's choshud that she's not keeping the halachos of shvius properly, and she's eating peris, shvius, she's keeping peris, shvius after shas bir, in which case, if it's not put outside and it's not hefkir, then it becomes also bachilo. Now, it would be possible to explain that the issur that she's choshud is not alts, keeping perishvius after the shas biur, but it's, you have a woman who, a family who planted, who taka works the land on shvius. It's less common, which is why the Mishnah maybe says, and somebody's blatantly violating the fundamental din of shvius of planting. It's also not so poshut what the din of nevad is. Makalek to Rishenim Lamaisa, Rishenim Yivam Estav Kuf Chav Beis, and elsewhere, whether peirois that were planted, that were nevad and planted. Planted might be two different things. Planted means that it was planted from scratch. Nevad means that the ground was worked on, the produce was helped along by work, which is a violation of shvius. So does that ask for the food? That's not so poshut. That which was planted during Shemitah illegally, vinishvi would be called svichin. There's a gzeir derabbanan, which is beyond what we'll discuss now. There's a gzera on anything that's planted during shvius. Al tzisvichin, maybe it looks like it grew wild, and somebody will say that it grew wild. Produce from trees never grows wild because a tree has to be planted, and even if it's planted, it takes years for it to grow. But vegetables or tvua could grow year by year. Oh, so this just seeds fell over there. It was nobody actually planted it. Because of that, Chazal asked it all svichin. So one could explain that way. Take a different mavashim explain, but vinishvi, the bottom line is that we have isha who's chashud al shvius. Her friend is concerned that to give her kelim would be like a misayev de'ovi aver. What does she want to give her? She wants to give her a nofa, which is a sifter, a kvara, it's a different type of sifter. Same way, there's different melochos on Shabbos. There's zoyre, and there's Merakid, and there's Boirer. All three of them are different processes in the purification process of the Tvua. Nofa and Kivra are different tools like that. Rechaim is for grinding, Toichin, and Tanra obviously for baking. She doesn't want to give her, because she's Choshra and Averer. The Halach is Lamaisa Mashal Sishal Chaverto. Clearly, Chazal waived the being Moicha on Oivri Averer, Laman Hashol. That much not. She shouldn't actually make the dough with her, actually be mevarer. She shouldn't work next to her, sifting, grinding, baking, etc. A wife of a chover. Chover is literally a tam trochem. But what it means in this context is somebody who's muchzik, as being medactic in the halachas of Tumah V'Taira and of Trumas U'Maisus. So you have a wife of a chover, and she wants to do a favor to lend something to an Eishes Hamoretz. Eishes Hamoretz is choshud that maizes were not taken off properly. And Tumah V'Taira is not nizer properly. And she wants to lend her any of these kelim, nofo, kvoro, boireres, v'techenes, m'raketes, ima, there. Not only could she lend her, but she could even work with her. The Gemara explains that this chshash is less of a chshash, that this is what's known as the Issed Demai, which is a chshash that maizes weren't taken off properly, is really only a chumro because Meikar Din, we're soymich, that Rav Amaratzim and maizes do take off maizes. So it's a far-fetched chshash, they allowed her even to work with her. Mashenkin, Shvius, there were a lot of people that were mezalzel in the fine points of Hilchus Shvius. Avo mishetat lamayim, once water is put in the flower, loitiga imo, she shouldn't work on the flour with her, she shouldn't knead the dough. And then put it in the oven, because over there, the fish ain't machziki, they are avero. And the Mishnah speaks this out, and the Gemara explains it, that over here, this taka bazundur kshash, because it's not far-fetched. Eishes Hamoretz is for sure that she's not Zohar on Tumah V'Taira. When flour is turned into dough, it becomes mechuyev in challah. There's an issur d'oraisa of mishmeres hatrumah. We learn that from a pasuk in Parshas Korach of carelessly, recklessly being mitamei trumas or kachim. Oy bazoi, when she works together with Eishes Hamoretz, the Eishes Hamoretz is being mitamei the challah. That's an issur d'oraisa. That's not far fetched. So Mila, that you're not allowed to be a part of. So Mila, since they're machzikin the avera, she shouldn't do it with her. We'll add one point that the Mefarshim have a discussion about. That is that we're saying that she's allowed to do the work on the tvul with her, and there's no problem the fact that she's choshed on tumah. L'chosh is going to be metame the flour, the kernels, and Mila later on when it becomes truma, or when it becomes challah, it's now going to be tameh. What's the difference between working with the Eishes Hamoretz when she's being mitameh b'yodayim chala, or when it's in tvua? So one mahalach is practical, and that is that tvua kernels that haven't yet been exposed to water, if they weren't huchshar al yidei one of the different mashkim, water, Maim, Yain, Shemen, and so on, don't have a din to be mekabel tumah. That's a basic in Tumas Eichlin, that it has to be huchshar lekabel tumah yidei mashkin. So Mela, we're talking about kernels that weren't exposed yet to water. They're not mekabel tumah, so it's not a problem. Later on, after it's already kneaded together, of course, they were the only way they have dough is only because there's water there. So Mela, you're going to be mitamid. So Mela, you're not allowed to be mitstarved with her when she's doing the isser of exposing it to tumah. That's one mahalach. The other mahalach is a more lumdish mahalach, and that is that enachanami, the tumah later on will be exposed. And by the way, this pshat will be even if we're talking about kernels or flour that was exposed to water. It's not flour yet, but it was exposed to water, so it is mekabel tumah. There's no issur in being mekabel. There's no issur in exposing it to tumah now. You're not supposed to, but not issur. Why? Because at this point, the fact is that it's not a zach, which is kodesh. Being mafsid truma later on, by being mitame the thing before it has any chalois din that it's mechuyev in chala, is not an issa. Masha'enkin in iso, which is kemois shehu, it's chala on it, the din truma, so at that point, that din has a mishmeres trumoi side that you're not allowed to be mitame. That's mechuyev shmir. Those are the two malachim that are discussed over here. The Tiferes Yisrael and others have an arichus dvar. The Tais Yom Tov Shvius, we have the same Mishnah. L'maisa, the Mishnah says, V'kul le'omer al nedarkei sholem. We wouldn't be matir, any of this lending back and forth, except for the fact that darkei sholem. Machzikin yidei goyim b'shvius. Another interesting halacha. Machzikin over here means, we're allowed to encourage goyim to work in their fields on shvius. We're allowed to be encouraging and positive. It does not mean over here, machzikin de goyim b'shvius. Chas v'shom, the Pasha submission means as if you're allowed to have a goy working in your field on shvius, and that the Rishonim say in the beginning of Moed Koton, that amir la'akum, even if by Shabbos it's drabonon, amir la'akum by shvius is deraisa. This takes away the heter of having any and any oifin Arabs working the land of Eretz Yisrael during Shemitah, because amir la'akum is a issa goma. So machzikin, they're going b'shvius. Okay, you're allowed to be positive. Keep up good neighborly relations. Avoloya yidei Yisrael.
not a yid who's violating Kedusha Shvius by working. V'shalim b'shloimom, you're allowed to ask sholim of a goy. That means you're allowed to greet him. You're allowed to be polite and civil. The chiddush over here is afilu b'yoyim chagom, where it looks like you're actually bagrising them for their chag. No, it's called being polite, called being civil. And again, neidak yisholim. Pegvov Mishnah Aleph. Now we're back to Maseches Gittin proper. I'll from over here until the end of the Masechta. After we had a two-parak detour with different takonas and Darkei Sholem, etc. Hoimer Hiskabel Get Zelishti. We're now going to be discussing the very important halachas of Shlichus by Get. This is really a prototype of Shlichus B'chol HaTorah Kulo. Shlichus by Get. A Shlich by Get, it really divides itself into two distinct halachas. There's a Shlich Lo Halacha, which we've had a lot of in the earlier prokim, where a husband says, "Be moilich a get to his wife." He's making a shliach lehoilach. We left off with this at the beginning of the fourth parak. He gives the get to shliach, and the venosam biyoda will be in the sky by the shliach giving the get. That's one case. A shliach kabbalah in the classic sense is where a woman is memane a shliach lekabbalah to be mekabel the get. It should be biyoda. The biyoda should be in the sky, ma'ide her shliach. Now, when a husband gives over a get to a shliach, be'etzim he can be mevatel the shlichus at any point. That was the theme that we had in the beginning of the fourth parak. Until the get reaches the yad o'isha, he can be mevatel the shlichus, and the gerushin is not there. Ma'she'enkin, where she is memana shliach, and the baal puts the get biyad her shliach, that's biyoda. The gerushin is right away. He can't change his mind on that. Now, over here we have in the Mishnah Ho'imer, where the husband says, his kabul get zel le'ishti. He says, take this wife for my get. Take this get, I'm sorry, for my wife. Oy ho'ilach get zel le'ishti. The second case we understand. That's a shliach lo'ilocha. What's the first case? Could he be memana a shliach to be mekabel a get for his wife? Remember, we learned in the first parak that a get is certainly a choiv. Ein choven lo'adam ele b'fonov. Avada, you can't have somebody take a get for a woman without her consenting to appoint that somebody a shliach. So you have to explain over here that there's a nekud over here in the Mishnah of Loshen. Hoylich get zel ishti. The reason why Imratza lachza yachza is because he's making a shliach leilocha. His kabul get zel ishti, because a person can't make a shliach to be makabul to get for his wife. So what he really means to say is hoylich get zel ishti. It's his way of saying is, here, take this get for my wife. What that really means is take it and give it to her. So then avadi ki b'choizeh. Ho'isha she'omro his kabul ligiti, be makabul for me to get, imrotza lachza layachza. Because as soon as the shliach gets it, that's biyodo. Now what happens if a husband wants to leave himself a window of opportunity? He wants to send the shliach on its way. He wants to get to be in transit, but he wants to leave himself a window of opportunity to be mevatel the possibility of gerushin. So the Mishnah suggests, lefikach im omale abali efshi shetkabalo, the only way for him to do that, lefikach over here is kilu telling him what his options are, is if the husband says to a shliach lekabalo of the wife, I don't allow you to take the get for her. That means, theoretically, in this shliach's hands lies a koyach of biyodo to shaf the gerushin as soon as the get lands in his hands. But the baal has a right to say, I'm giving it to you. I don't want it to be in the sinner's get. I don't want the get biyodcha to do what it's supposed to do, to be for you to be mekabel the get. I don't want there to be a complete halachas haget, a complete nesinus haget. Elo halach v'tein lo. I want you to take it, go, and give it to her. The shliach comes, kilu, the wife is eager to get a get. She sends a shliach. Shliach comes and says, I'm a shliach kabbalah. The husband says, okay, I'm willing to send the get, but I want to keep my options open. So he says, I don't allow you to be mekabel. Elo hoylich v'ten lo. Im rotza lachza yachza. Because all he is a shliach lo'elocha, not a shliach kabbalah. Reb Shimon Gamliel lo'imer, afoy meres toil ligiti, im rotza lachza lo'yachza. The simple word toil ligiti would seem to indicate that she's not saying kabel li haget. She's saying, take for me the get. Kilu, she's saying, take the get and bring it here, and only when it gets here. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no. When she says, toil ligiti, take for me the get, which means is take, receive, and it should be given. And there's a gerushin that takes place. So this is the basic distinction between a shliach l'elocho and a shliach l'kabolo. We'll just add one piece of interesting information. That is, Machlek Sushen, Rambam and Raivid, if the Minui Shlichus that represents the Koyach HaMagarish, the Koyach Lehizgarish, needs two Edim, because being Memana a Shliach, being Memana her Shliach, the Moshul, Aisha says to somebody, you have now the Koyach of being Biyodo, by shaffing that person's hands to have a Koyach Kabbalah Saget, that's really giving it a Chalois Koyach to shaff it over Shubha Erva. It needs two Edim, Edikiyum. The Rambam is Mechalik between a Shliach LeKabbalah and a Shliach LeElocha. The reasoning behind that is that a Shliach LeKabbalah, as soon as the get goes into the hands of the woman, so that shafts the Gerushin right away. So that Koyach is a Koyach that will create Gerushin. So it's like a Chalois Gerushin, needs to weigh them. A Shliach LeElocha, on the other hand, his Koyach is to give. But where does the get actually create the Gerushin? Not with the giving, with the getting. The Venosan is the Maisa, but what actually creates the Gerushin is the receiving of the get biyodo. The get biyodo shafts the Gerushin, and therefore only her hand represented by a Shliach is a Dovah Shebeva, is a Chalois Gerushin, not his hand to do a Maisa in the Sina. That's a distinction that the Rambam holds it.